الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا من أنفسكم يتلو عليكم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم ويعلمهم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام had made dua for نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام is the murad of the dua. What Allah Ta'ala, what dua he made, Allah made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the manifestation, the exposition of the dua. One dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made when he had built the Kaaba Sharif. And then he asked Allah Ta'ala to send a Rasul to the people there, the Arabs, from amongst themselves. And three duties and three responsibilities he made of that Rasul. One was tilawat of the ayat, which is to teach deen. Tazkiya, yuzakkihim. And the third was to promote, to teach deen to other people. Here also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu, Allah Ta'ala here enumerates the favors of Allah Ta'ala, which is similar to the dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made. Allah Ta'ala had made Ibrahim alayhi salam build the Kaaba, and that was the Qibla from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right till Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the ulama of Bani, the Anbiya of Bani Israel. The Anbiya of Bani Israel, their Qibla Allah made Baytul Muqaddas. And it is a place which Allah Himself says, Barakna hawlahu. That there is great barakat there. How many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came there, are buried there also. And then after that, Allah reverted the Qibla again to Kaaba Sharif. So the greatest Qibla direction to face in namaz is the Kaaba. And Allah has blessed the greatest Nabi with the greatest direction of facing Qibla also. With regard to that, ulama explained that all this year the world was only water. Everywhere where there was no land whatsoever. Then the place where the Kaaba Sharif is, a bubble appeared there. And from there then, Allah spread out the land in the world as we have it today. The various continents, islands, etc. From there Allah spread it out. After that, Allah Ta'ala addressed the creation all the land and said, I'tiya taw'an aw karha. Come to my obedience, willingly or even unwillingly. But there is no choice, you have to do my obedience. Now, are you coming willingly or are you going to do it unwillingly? The very first place that answered to this replied was where the Kaaba Sharif is. And Allah Ta'ala appreciated, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala blessed that place very greatly, because it was the first place that said that I'm coming, and I'm coming willingly in your obedience and fulfilling all whatever you want me to do. So therefore Allah Ta'ala showered that place with the Kaaba Sharif. And the Kaaba Sharif is directly below Baytul Ma'amur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika in the heavens. And continuously the Malaika make tawaf. And a farishta, an angel, who gets the opportunity of making tawaf once only. He doesn't get the chance a second time. How fortunate are we that Allah gives us opportunity over and over. May Allah open the Haramain Sharifain completely, and there be no restrictions, no protocols, and whoever wants to go can go. May Allah Ta'ala bring that day very soon again. So, and above the Baytul Ma'amur is the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So the Kaaba Sharif is directly below the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So that whole area from the Kaaba to Baytul Ma'amur to the Arsh of Allah, nobody can imagine how blessed that place is. And Allah Ta'ala made the Qibla very honorable, and it is very important, and that's why this little reminder for myself, for all of us, that the respect and the barakat and the rahmat of Kaaba Sharif and facing the Qibla and not having it showing any disrespect to it, that is very, very important in our lives. So the ulama have written that when a person faces the Qibla, he is made of sand also. And that was the first sand that said, we coming out in your obedience willingly, O Allah. So the minute a person faces in the direction of the Kaaba, then there is a connection. Like what we can understand, we press our remote and the gate opens, or the car unlocks, or the car locks with that remote. The minute a person faces the Qibla, then there is this connection also that is built. He is also made of sand, and that was the first sand, and that was the first sand that said, we coming willingly to you, O Allah. So a person then is filled with this barakat, and Allah's rahmat is turned towards that person very greatly. So in namazes, we know we have to face the Qibla. In nafal namaz, if we are traveling, we are allowed to face in any direction that we are, but as far as possible there also will be much more better we face the Qibla. And we should try all our ibadat that we do, nafal, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, dua, etc. We should try our best to face the Qibla. When making wudu also, we should try our best to face Qibla. Then a person will get all these barakat. And especially if we go to a masjid, for example, and there are taps where you can face the Qibla, and there are a few other taps which are not facing the Qibla. As far as possible, use the tap that you can face the Qibla and get all the barakat. We should try and keep this in mind in all our ibadah. Further, as far as when we sleep, or ordinarily also, never to stretch our legs towards the Qibla. Sometimes we are a bit unmindful, in a masjid we are sitting and we stretch our legs towards the Qibla. Well, if a person is handicapped, he's got some problem, that is different. But otherwise, he should not face his legs towards the Qibla. Our beds also should be such, we should try and make sure that we are not facing our legs towards the Qibla. In our toilets also, very surprisingly, and one time when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh, visited us here in Azadwell, we had fixed one house for Hazrat. Hazrat went there, and then he used the toilet. It was just before Zohar, he was getting ready for Zohar namaz, and just then I reached there. Then Hazrat told me, this house, the toilet is facing Qibla. So it is a house that we chose for Hazrat, which we checked also. But yet we slip up, and we are unmindful. And those people of the house, all the time they're using it. And it was, of course, somebody's house that was also like pious. That's why we chose his house. So we have to check ourselves. Sometimes we unmindful, we don't realize. Many times it happens. Years we are using the toilet in our homes, and we don't realize also that the toilet is facing towards Qibla. We should be very careful. When from relieving ourselves, we shouldn't face the Qibla, and neither should our back be towards the Qibla. We should take real precaution with that. We find, like our Shaykh, what a great Shaykh, and how much istighfar, presence of Allah in his life, that Hazrat, when he should take off his shoes also, he shouldn't, as far as possible, let his shoes face the Qibla also. Like, for example, shoe racks many times are such that you put your shoes in the shoe rack and the shoes are facing towards Qibla. If it is like that, in the shoe rack we can turn them and let them face the other way. It's not difficult at all, very easy to do that. And Hazrat was so particular also, his walking stick that he used. Whenever he should put it down, the end of the walking stick, he shouldn't let that face the Qibla also. He should put it the other way, the handle, towards the Qibla side, and the other side facing away from the Qibla. So much of adab and respect. And Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat also, the Ahmad Barakatum, Allah give us the reality of tasawwuf. Hazrat said a very beautiful poem also. When a person, a sheikh for example, when he spits also, he asks, that is this not the direction of Qibla, that I mustn't spit in the direction of the Qibla. So he's so particular about that. But andere ujale mein chukte bhi nahi. On the other hand, outwardly he's so pious, but inwardly, whenever he gets opportunity of any wrong, looking at woman, etc., or any other wrong, then he gets involved. So this shouldn't be just an outward show. It should be, Allah grant us the reality of it. That we have the azmat, the respect of the Qibla of the Kaaba. A person who will do this will benefit tremendously. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala bless us with these realities, and that we don't overlook them. That they just, we're just passing like that with them in our lives. And like wudu, if we don't face the Qibla, wudu will be made, everything. But we'll benefit tremendously if we face the Qibla when we are making wudu. Then in this ayat also, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that as Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, great blessings, Allah made the Qibla, the greatest Qibla, Allah made it the our Qibla, the Kaaba. And yeah, we see also, the ulama explain, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, Allah took him from Kaaba Sharif to Baytul Muqaddas. And there he made imamate of all the Anbiya. So all that barakat of the Anbiya, Allah had chosen Baytul Muqaddas for this. And from there the ascension took place. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Mi'raj. There are two parts of the Mi'raj. One is from Kaaba Sharif to Baytul Muqaddas, and from Baytul Muqaddas to pass the seven heavens, right far above that, right by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah made it that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gets all the barakat of Baytul Muqaddas also. And also one of the clear signs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that he is the final Rasul, the true final Rasul of Allah, written in the Torah and Injil also, that he is Sahib Qiblatain, Nabi Qiblatain, then the only Nabi who faced the two Qiblas, Baytul Muqaddas also and Baytullah Sharif also. So Allah made it that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Medina Sharif, then for about 16-17 months, Allah Ta'ala made it that he faced the Qibla, the Baytul Muqaddas. So all that barakat also he got, and the proof also was established, which proof Allah gave in the Torah and Injil. So he became that Nabi who faced the two directions also. So this great barakat Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with. As Allah Ta'ala gave us the greatest Qibla, the greatest direction for our greatest ibadat, namaz, Allah gave us the greatest Nabi also. And then Allah Ta'ala, in the same strain of His ni'mat on this ummah, and that is what we should try and realize, which ummah is this, and what are the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah, upon me and you, upon us. We should really appreciate it. So Allah Ta'ala says, one of the great ni'mats, yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Allah Ta'ala, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited the ayats of the Quran Sharif to the people. This is a great, great ni'mat and great, great honor for us. That is, of course, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself recited, we cannot imagine what that recital was. Today we are so overtaken by the recital of many Qurra, mashallah, and how beautiful they read. How many people till today go in a trance when there is, what was the recital of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So much so that when he recited in Tahajjud namaz in Makkah Sharif, then the Kuffar, Abu Jahl and all of them should come in stealthily, hiding away, they should come and listen. They should promise to one another in the morning when they were caught out that you were listening, you went to Muhammad and you're listening to his Quran. And they promised to one another, this is the last, we won't come again. But the night came and they couldn't help. They just had to go again. So what was that recitation? And when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and the same with Hazrat Abu Bakr, which the Kuffar of Makkah had made in condition, he must not read Quran Sharif in Tahajjud loudly. We cannot imagine what that recitation must have been. That same Quran is with us also today. And also, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made Fajr Namaz, and in Zat Nakhla, where there were a lot of khajur trees, and the jinnat listened to the Quran Sharif. And they also declared, Sami'na Quran and Ajaba, Yahdi ila Rushd. We had listened to a fascinating recitation. Quran, listening to it, recitation. A fascinating recitation we have listened to, and it guides us towards, it's enjoyable itself, and it guides you to righteousness also. And it puts you on the right path. And any person who is on the right path will know what how he feels happy. If you are traveling anywhere and you got lost, for example, and you came on the right path, what a relief, sigh of relief, I'm on the right path. Or you are traveling and you have traveled long and you are now getting doubts, am I on the right path? And you see certain signs and you know now I am. What a to have the Quran Sharif, this is which guides us to the right path. And then this Quran Sharif, what wisdom Allah has filled, what balaghat also, as far as Arabic language, the eloquence of the language also, the subject matter also, the reality of the Quran, that it teaches the reality, it transcends us past this world into akhirah, out of this world, the realm which is beyond this world. It takes us out from the control of this world to the control of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran leads us and takes us away. So what a great kitab to recite it also, to listen to it also. And when it has its effect on the mind and the heart, and then this Quran Sharif, when a person hears it and he realizes that it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and his heart opens up for it. As one alim giving a bayan, he said that, now I will dive into the sea of the Quran Sharif, and I will bring out the pearls and gems of the sea and present them to you. So what gems the Quran Sharif has got? And we hear many times, ulama who explain on one ayat, and what details they give, and how much of ulum Allah has put. And not only the outward knowledge of ulum, but the reality. One non-Muslim says that the Quran Sharif, that was 1400 years ago, the sciences of the various things, or for example, gynecology. Till today, gynecology hasn't reached that which the Quran has explained. If it is about the heavenly astronomy, about the sun and the moon and the stars, the astronomers haven't reached anywhere near what the Quran Sharif has. If it explains about the ocean and the life of the ocean, that how the two seas are together with one another, yet they don't meet, and all the things, and all that is a whole science of its own, all about the ocean and that. Any other aspect also, the Quran Sharif, so this is what that kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. And every speech of a person, especially poetry, a person studies, and you get an understanding of who the poet was from his poetry. From the books and writings of a person, you come to know who the person is, or what he is, and you can make out what qualities he has got. When this is the kalam of Nurus Samawati wal Ard, Allah is the Nur of the heavens and the earth, then what Nur comes into you? Any person, whoever it is, he's got his weaknesses. If it is even just to that extent that you have to sleep also, you do get ill also, you have to go to the toilet also, but Allah is even above all that. Allah Ta'ala doesn't get tired also. When we think of weaknesses, we think some other weaknesses. But these are also weaknesses which every human being, every Nabi also, had to sleep also, had to eat also, had to go to toilet also. It's a human being. But Allah is free from all that also. So what a person gets when he reads Quran Sharif and he makes his contact and his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and one of the greatest means to connect with Allah Ta'ala is the Quran Sharif. So much so that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if a person read Quran Sharif and he takes a qasam that I've spoken to Allah Ta'ala, then he doesn't have to give kaffara for that qasam. It's not broken. That qasam is 100% valid that you are speaking to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And if a person wants to speak to Allah, it is the Quran Sharif. If he wants to listen to Allah Ta'ala, it is the Quran Sharif. So this great kitab Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. So this is, and when a person, like Allah put his little tajalli, a very small amount of it, on two retina, and it was smashed to smithereens. Nothing was left of it. The same comes into the heart of a person. When a person reads, he becomes tur-e-sina. All that anwarat of Allah Ta'ala fell in the crevices of his heart. It is only that we must pay attention. According to the istidad of a person, every person gets his share. Like when it rains. When the rain falls, then there are those pieces of ground where are rocky, stony. They don't benefit from that rain. There are other places which are marshy. They become even worse. Now you can't even walk on that place. There are other places which dam up the water. Though they don't benefit themselves, animals drink from there. People benefit from that. Then there are others which now set forth all the vegetation. All the various types of fruit and trees, vegetables start growing, and everyone benefits from it. So when the Quran Sharif is recited, everyone according to his condition, he also benefits from it. And the same the Quran Sharif also, it is for everyone, but that person benefits from the Quran Sharif whose glass of his heart is the right way up. If your glass of your heart is the right way up, and one drop is falling from a tap in it, eventually the glass will get full. And if your glass is upside down, under Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, not a drop of water will come in there. So when we read Quran Sharif also, if the glass of our heart is the right way up, and that is the reason we have to go to Mashayikh, to see that they put the glass of our hearts the right way up. Now we will just read Surah Fatiha, just read Surah Ikhlas, and see how much falls into there. And if the glass of the heart is upside down, we will read whole Quran Sharif, we will make Taraweeh also. People will praise us how we read, but beard will still not come on our face. Sunnah clothes won't come. After making Taraweeh, we will change into the dressing of the kuffar and into the stupid lifestyle. We will start wearing torn jeans and we will start wearing patched jeans. Hey, the same Hafiz who read, but the cup of the glass of his heart is upside down. So he read, everyone praised him in the whole masjid, whole Ramzan he read, but no benefit. So it is very necessary that we get the direction of our heart in the right way. And that we make, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, when the recitation of the Quran Sharif will take place, the hearts will become soft. And فَمَنْ شَرَحُ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. When the hearts are hard, nothing comes. So it is the zikr of Allah that will soften the heart. And then when the hearts are softened, then he will incline towards recitation of Quran Sharif. And then Quran Sharif will change his life for him. It is all with us. All of us have got this treasure. All of us got the Quran Sharif. And in fact in our homes, how many copies of Quran Sharif have we got? And all of us, we have got the zikr of Allah. Make the zikr, everyone. And the greatest zikr is the easiest zikr of La ilaha illallah. 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah. And how it will soften the heart. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq that the respect of the Kaaba Sharif, Qibla, and taking benefit from it, consciously take benefit. Face when we try as much as possible, our tilawat, our dhikr, our dua, whatever, we face the Kaaba. And as far as possible, not as far as possible, but make sure we don't face our legs towards the Qibla. We don't, in the toilet we are not facing the Qibla, nor our back is towards the Qibla. And then all other matters also, as far as possible, let us try and observe the etiquettes and the respect of the Kaaba. And tilawat of Quran Sharif, let us bring that into our lives. Let us see, judge now for everyone, for ourselves, am I reading Quran Sharif or not? Am I reading even a page or a ruku or not? If I am reading, make shukr. And how much we are reading, alhamdulillah, if we can increase, increase it. But before increasing also, let us try and make improve the quality of the Quran Sharif. That we are not just reading, rushing through it, we are trying to read it correctly. And very good it will be for us, if our tajweed is still not up to standard, to try and go to somebody. And make sure, especially our makharij, that every alphabet be pronounced correctly. And then our tajweed, the necessary tajweed, we do that. And then after that, increase our recitation also. So these are great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And this will take us very far. In this dunya's life also, we'll see, it is full of barakat. And barakat will come in our lives. Allah gave us the Kaaba. Allah gave us the direction, the Qibla. Allah gave us His Kalam, the Quran Sharif. All this to connect and benefit from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Let us not deprive ourselves. Our lives are short. Wal Fajr, Allah says, you have got one more day in your life. Wal Asr, Allah says, the end of your life is already here. Don't waste time now. Hurry up and do as much as you can. And the real preparation is for Akhirat. That is the real criteria of success. Not what properties we have got, what I'm earning, or what my degrees are. These are by no means any criteria of any success whatsoever. The criteria is our Akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, inshallah.